This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. During a news conference, U.S. Attorney General William Barr announced that four members of the Chinese military were charged with breaking into the networks of the Equifax credit reporting agency.
The hackers obtained the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans and the driver's licenses of at least 10 million Americans.
Their four are accused of stealing trade secrets, including database designs as well. FBI Director, Deputy Director David Bowditch says that some might wonder what good it does to indict hackers that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government.
You think, well, there goes my credit card number, my Social Security number, my bank account information, and you sign up for another year of free credit card monitoring information. We cannot think like that in this country. American businesses cannot be complacent about protecting their data.
While the four have been identified, they have not been arrested. The number of deaths from a coronavirus outbreak in China has topped 1,000. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Britain declared the virus a serious and imminent threat to public health after reporting four new cases on Monday, bringing the number of confirmed British cases to eight. Health Minister Matt Hancock's declaration gives the government more power to isolate people to keep the virus from spreading. The center of the outbreak is China's Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. China's central bank is making $43 billion available to help businesses involved in fighting the epidemic. Health experts say the spread may ease in warm weather when people get out of doors and are not in such close contact with each other. But this is a new strain of coronavirus, and some of the experts believe it is too soon to say if spring and summer will kill it off. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some Democratic lawmakers are already rejecting the Trump administration's budget proposals, which have significant cuts to aid to foreign countries. VOA Steve Herman.
U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is proposing a steep 21% cut in aid the United States provides to foreign countries, with a budget request of $44.1 billion for such programs, compared with $55.7 billion enacted in fiscal 2020. The acting director of the Office of Management and Budget at the White House, Russ Vogt, says it's time for the United States to rethink how it does foreign aid. The president's budget needs to be approved by lawmakers. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, tweeted a photo of a trash receptacle, indicating the expected destination for the spending proposals when they arrive on Capitol Hill. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Turkey-backed Syrian rebels have downed a helicopter believed to belong to the Syrian government in northwestern Syria's Nirib town. That's according to Turkish state broadcaster TRT Haber. Haber did not provide any further details. The incident comes a day after Syrian government forces killed five Turkish soldiers in northwestern Syria, prompting retaliation from the Turkish troops in the region. The Democratic presidential candidates are urging New Hampshire voters to come out and force today to declare their choice in the state's primary. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Not everyone agrees on the significance of today's New Hampshire primary, a small state without the diversity of more urban communities. But former South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg says,
"This is a moment for bringing as many people as we can into the picture."
Bernie Sanders expected to do well in his neighboring state.
To begin the process to end the presidency of Donald Trump.
And former Vice President Joe Biden says he's the champion of the middle class, blasting President Trump for bragging about the economy.
Guess where he got that good economy from? Obama-Biden administration.
President Trump held a campaign rally in Manchester last night, vowing he will win re-election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Russian court has handed down sentences ranging from 6 to 18 years to a group of young leftist activists accused of running an underground anarchist terrorist network. It's the latest chapter in a controversial case marred by allegations that evidence was fabricated or gained through torture by the country's federal security services. According to Monday's ruling handed down in the regional city of Penza, the seven defendants, most of them in their 20s, were planning terrorists at acts amid the 2018 presidential elections and World Cup as part of an anarchist group called the Network or SET in Russia. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.